I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. I've got a cup of tea and a bit of a cold. So we've had some extra reactions, some people, you know, I was about to say bothering me, but it's not a bother. I quite enjoy it. what word am I looking for that's not bothering? Again, my head is full of mucus, so the actual thoughts have left. you know, what? Joining in, I guess. Anyway, so Kim has said regarding Father's Day, which we've been had a quick look at with Matt's rewatch of season one. She says, regarding Father's Day and inevitable storytelling, the way they displayed the bus scene in Rosa was also heartbreakingly well done. Oh, yes. Because I remember, like, didn't Chris Chibnall say something about he wanted to do Rosa Parks, but in the style of Back to the Future, where she's got to get on the bus and be treated abominably so she can refuse to get it. Like, it's just like, oh, my God, I've got to put you through some, like, a racist horror show, so you can be the start of a spearhead of it was a whole lot of things. But yes, Kim, that was amazing. So yeah, I do love that kind of like inevitable storytelling. Kim also sent me an email. I don't know why I said email like that. Like I said, there is a lot going on in my head. Not all of them thoughts. but she said, I haven't done a rewatch of any episode recently, but on hearing the news about the passing of Michael Gambon, oh, very, very devastating. And you know what's weird? Like, for work last week, I was watching Gosford Park, in which Michael Gambon is the head of the household and is murdered, and then it turns into a murder mystery. It's still a great film. I really enjoyed it. Like, I didn't get to watch the whole thing because it was work. And weirdly, I was just looking for... This is such a weird thing. It was a work thing. I had to look for a young Fintey Williams who is in Gosford Park very briefly. She's the daughter of Judi Dench. It's a whole story you don't need to hear. Michael Gambon, what a legend. He's so great in that. Anyway, the passing of Michael Gambon, it made me think about his appearance in A Christmas Carol, says Kim, the first Matt Smith special back in 2010. Thank you for clearing that up, because some people don't know. Seriously, I want everyone to be able to hear this podcast. People who've been watching Doctor Who all their lives, people who've watched maybe half an episode. and gone, oh, yeah, it's a thing. So, yes, thank you. But, yeah, the Christmas Carol is a spectacular episode. Like, that was the – was that the first Stephen Moffat one, wasn't it? Like, Amy and Rory were trapped on the spaceship and so they're barely in it, and so it was the Doctor – talking to Michael Gambon and then young Michael Gambon. Kazran Sardik, that was his name, because it was a very Dickensian thing. So everyone had weird Dickensian names. Like, that is the one thing that makes Dickens hard to read. Because it's like, why do they have such a ridiculous name? Martin Chuzzlewit. but Kim says, I think it's my favorite Christmas episode of the modern era. They are usually all, oh, it's the end of the world as we know it, with the universe exploding, time being rewritten, main characters dying and or regenerating. But this is a lovely, all-inclusive story that's actually very Christmassy, with the right amount of weirdness and timey-wimey to make it Doctor Who. Swimming sharks, anyone? I mean, the swimming sharks were my favorite thing in the whole world. I was just like, this is berserk. I mean, I love sharks. Like, I really love sharks. I could tell you a million things about sharks. What do you want to know about sharks? Come at me. I have facts. So many shark facts. Like, great white sharks can regulate their body temperature, which is unusual for fish. Like they've got this this kind of like weird blood exchange where they can make themselves warmer so they can go into colder climates, because they're like, you know, they did like, they do GPS tracking of sharks. They get great whites and they pin GPS trackers to their fins and they follow them and see where they go. And there was one that they saw was leaving, I think America. And they thought, oh, it's going to head south, so it gets towards the equator and somewhere warm. And they're like, oh, no, it is going north. And it headed to Ireland. And they're like, why is it going somewhere colder? What is going on with this shark? But, yeah, they can regulate their blood temperature because they eat seals and other aquatic mammals because they're rich with blubber. Great white sharks are like one third of their body is a liver. Like one third of their body is liver, and they fill it up with blubber, and the blubber kind of like can sustain them for like months on end. Like they just keep going. There is, it's suspected that the reason, you know, when humans get eaten by great white sharks, well, not so much eaten, they just get bitten, and then the shark's like, oh no, not that, because we don't have enough blubber, especially not the kind of people that are in the part of the ocean where the sharks are. They're like, oh no, that's not a seal, that's like a, oh, there's not enough blubber on this thing. So yeah, they want to eat seals, and because we've stopped culling seals, which was something we did for a very long time, there are large seal populations around where there are populations of people. And so sharks have worked out, oh, that's where the seals are. And then they're like, is that a seal? No, that's not a seal. So this, like, weirdly, conservation is why people get eaten by sharks. You know, it's just a side effect. Like, no one wants to see baby seals get killed. So occasionally we have to put up with a shark biting one of us on the leg. Just occasionally. It's not a, you know, it's not an everyday occurrence. Anyway, sharks. I could seriously, like, did you know their skin is made of teeth? Like, like, you know, inside a shark's mouth are like 9 rows of teeth. Their skin, they have like, if you look at it under a electron microscope, it looks like a tooth, basically. So it looks like fish scales because it's kind of layered like scales. But they are enamel. They have kind of pulp like a tooth. Like, they're called dermal denticles. Dermal meaning skin, denticles meaning tooth. Most of a shark is tooth. It's not just teeth in the mouth. There's teeth on the skin. Because it's thought that maybe, no one's ever seen them mating, but it's thought maybe great white sharks kind of bite each other as part of the mating ritual. And, you know, what's the only other thing that stops your teeth is other teeth. Anyway, Kim, swimming with sharks. She says, there's also the gorgeous Catherine Jenkins singing one of the prettiest songs ever written by by lovely Murray Gold. I do love his songs. They're so good. But what made me think of it was when people were discussing Michael Gambon's voice, and I think they talk about it on the DVD extras, and the way he says, "You're halfway out of the dark, how marvelous," in the introduction. It's dripping with all the cynicism and sarcasm as would befit an old grumpy Kazran, and very un-Dumbledore-like. It's perfection. Oh, thank you, Kim. Yes, it is. Because it is, like, Michael Gambon's so weird. Like, he's so good at, you just think, oh yeah, he's always kind of playing that character. But because he's, you know, sort of got that gorgeous, mellifluous voice, and you're like, oh yeah. But then you see him in different things and you're like, oh no, he's wildly different as the characters. But his voice is the same. It's not like he's putting on a funny voice or a nasty voice, but you just go, oh yeah, Dumbledore is very nurturing and very, you know, kind of grandfatherly. And then Kazran Sadiq is like, you know, this kind of bitter old man who's grumpy and horrible. And you're like, that is exactly the same actor, but they are not the same person. Like, that is a great performance. But yeah. It was sad to lose him recently. He's such a brilliant actor. Justin Hamilton, I believe, over on his Big Squid podcast, did he do a rewatch of The Singing Detective? I know it's one of his touchstone pieces of television that he absolutely loved. Dennis Potter's The Singing Detective with Michael Gambon playing the lead role. And just, yeah, he raves about it all the time. So if you want to watch it, I think, is it on the BritBox? It's on one of them. Feel free to go and watch that and have a listen to Justin talking about it. I'll be back with more of Matt's missives in the next episode.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.